We begin our look at sports with a look back at last night. Track and field action. River Valley was involved in a track and field meet. The girls team placed third out of 17 teams with 76.5 points. The boys finished 11th with a total of 20 points. Medal winners for the top three: Grady Graham, third in the discus; Gina Klein, third in the 200; Brielle Grant, third with a 200. Also, it was Brooklyn White, first in the 300-meter hurdles and second in the high jump. The 4x2 team of Gina Klein, Reagan Sackett, Molly Mace, and Brooklyn White placed third, and Braylon Tafts second in the discus throw for River Valley at last night's meet. The small track meet was held at North Crawford yesterday. Ithaca Weston was there. Among the finishers in the 100, Peyton Brown took sixth. Also third in the 200, and Sam Jones was sixth in the 200. Clayton Lee finished second in the 400 with a personal record of 55.42. And also Peyton Brown was sixth. Braden Burns was seventh. Clayton Lee first in the 800. Luke Osborne fifth. Sam Jones took first in the 1600. Brayson Garcia-Bolin was seventh. Second. Connor Montes was fourth in the 3200. A couple of relay teams did very well. First for the 4x4, Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Clayton Lee. And the 4x8 was first. That was Braden Burns, Luke Osborne, Connor Montes, and Deacon McDonough. It was Clayton Lee finishing fifth in the high jump, Brayson Garcia-Bolin third in the pole vault with a personal record. Sam Jones in the long jump took first, Peyton Brown fourth, and Owen Kirshner fifth. Third place in the shot put for Deacon McDonough with a personal record. In the discus, Deacon was fourth, and Faith Stanichka took second in the 400 yesterday. Fourth in shot put and discus as well. Ithaca Weston finishing fifth. The boys' team first, 124 for Ithaca Weston. Seneca was second with 94, followed by Viroqua and North Crawford, DeSoto, and Wazika Steuben. One other race note, Braden Burns was second in the 3200, which was a personal best, and Connor Montes fourth for Ithaca Weston. Yesterday, Weston traveled to Ithaca in area baseball. Ithaca held off the Silver Eagles 3-1 in a Ridge and Valley battle. The game was a pitcher's duel and finished after only 70 minutes. With the win, the Bulldogs remain unbeaten in the league after 7 wins. Weston fell to 3-4. Senior Houston Boland was the winning pitcher after striking out 6, walking 6, and giving up 5 hits. Isaiah Fargin came on to face the final batter after Boland hit the 100-pitch limit and got a ground out to end the game. Isaac Jennings suffered the pitching loss after striking out 3, walking 1, and giving up just 3 Ithaca hits. Caden Keller had 2 of those. He singled and scored in the 4th inning and later tripled in a run in the 6th inning to break a 1-1 tie. He later scored the insurance run. Derek Franzen singled and scored for Ithaca. Weston tied the game in the 5th inning at 1 when Eli Jennings scored on a sacrifice fly by Isaac Jennings. William Johnsrud had 2 hits, and Trevor Westfall was 1-for-2 and was intentionally walked twice. The Silver Eagles stranded 11 runners on base during the 7-inning game. With a 3-1 win, Ithaca will now hit the road today as they will play JV and varsity games at Viroqua. Weston will return to conference action on Monday against Wazika Steuben. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, it was DeSoto getting the 8-3 win over Kickapoo. It was Jackson Stoics taking the loss for Kickapoo. It was also Eli Buckley with 6 strikeouts and 2 walks for the win. Finn Roble was 3-for-4 for DeSoto. Ronan Culver, 3-for-3 for Kickapoo in that Ridge and Valley game. Rowan Candler collected 3 hits in 3 at-bats as North Crawford varsity defeated Lafarge 28-3 in baseball action again from the Ridge and Valley yesterday. The Trojans scored 13 runs on 11 hits in the contest. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a win for West Salem over Viroqua 8-2. Royal 8-0 over New Lisbon Nisida. Westby 7-0 over Luther. From softball, 17-3, Fenimore over over Riverdale. Prairie du Chien got the win against La Crosse Central 6-1. Hillsboro 13-0 over Winnewook Center in five innings. River Ridge 15-0 over Benton Scholesburg. In soccer action, Portage Poinette 7-1 over Columbus in high school sports yesterday. On to today, as mentioned, Ithaca is playing at Viroqua in JV baseball and softball. Kickapoo plays at Ithaca against Ithaca Weston in softball tonight. Also in action for the area teams, Richland Center baseball is doing battle tonight with a conference game at Lancaster. Richland Center softball is at Viroqua. For River Valley, Lakeside Lutheran plays soccer against the Blackhawks. River Valley lost last night to Sugar River. That final was 3-0. And in softball, Wisconsin Heights plays at River Valley. And for Riverdale, they have a big baseball game tonight at home against Fenimore. That's our next featured local sports broadcast. I asked Coach Kurt Thompson of the Chieftains how it's been going this season.
We're playing well. We played a really challenging schedule this year, a lot of non-conference games, and of course conference games are very tough, but I think we perform well. We're of course have a lot of room for improvement. We work on that every day, but I enjoy the team. I like the vibe of our team. I like how they get along together. I like the chemistry. So things are going well. Yep.
You have a game against Fenimore, and what does this game mean right now in the overall scheme of things?
Well, it's a very important game. We're heading into the second half of the conference season, and, you know, we're a half a game behind Mineral Point right now in the conference standings, but there's a long ways to go, and Fenimore has a really nice team. They're going to be throwing probably one of the top pitchers in the area today, and he's going to be really tough. He throws the ball extremely well, and we're just going to have to battle. We're going to try to have to work up the pitch count, and we're just going to have to play, you know, good defense and scrap home a few runs.
Hear that contest tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. And we'll be presenting that at 5 o'clock, 4:50 pregame time on the radio.